This is Kevin Craig with TheRealMeaningOfEaster.com. Our view is that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. He is reigning as Messiah right now, in the present. The view that Jesus is the Messiah, logically, is the view that Jesus became the Messiah sometime in the past. The Latin word for past is the basis of our English word preterism, which describes the belief that a prophecy was fulfilled in the past. Most Christians today are futurists. They believe that prophecies will not be fulfilled until sometime in the future, usually the second coming. Some people believe that preterism is a heresy, and they will tell you that you shouldn't even talk to a preterist because they're such dangerous heretics. This is not a biblical approach. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. You will be sharper if you take a Berean approach to a new view, and you challenge that view by looking at the scriptures. Search the scriptures daily, the Bible says, to make sure that what you hear is true or false, and be able to give an answer to those who ask you about what you believe. If you're a futurist, you should be able to give an answer to those who say that the Bible does not predict a future fulfillment, but actually mandates a present fulfillment. So the purpose of this website, TheRealMeaningOfEaster.com, is to help you become a Berean, to help sharpen you like iron, so that you can have a biblical answer to questions that are raised. And the question we're raising is, isn't the true meaning of Easter the proposition that Jesus is the Christ today? Didn't Jesus become the Christ in the past? Isn't he ruling and reigning right now as Messiah in full strength, not in some subdued or waiting to be inaugurated or waiting for the second coming sense, but right now bringing about the conditions of what the Bible calls salvation, what we call civilization, but what the prophets like Micah and Jeremiah and Isaiah would say were the fulfillment of all their prophecies, and they would give complete and full credit to the Messiah, to Jesus the Christ, for his teachings, his commandments, which have brought about an amazing world, so much better than the world that existed in Isaiah's day and Jeremiah's day. And we should be grateful. We should be responsible. We should be obedient to the Messiah and carry out his commands. And as we do that, we will see even greater transformation of the world. Because the Bible says the increase of his peace and government will have no end. So the place to start is the link that talks about 101 any moment verses. If you read those verses, you will see that a dominant theme in the New Testament is the any moment coming of Christ. And this was a coming to destroy his enemies, to destroy those who rejected him as their Messiah. And his coming was an act of messianic rule. He was reigning as the Messiah, even over those who rejected him as their Messiah. But if you realize that there are dozens and dozens and dozens of verses like this that say that Jesus is coming at any moment, you will realize that's the default interpretation of prophecy in the New Testament, that it's so pervasive, it's so frequent, and it's so emphatic that they were expecting Jesus to come any moment, at any time, in their generation, not in a future generation, but that Jesus said that these things would happen to this generation. Then that's the default perspective. You should assume that a prophecy is going to be fulfilled in that generation, unless there's clear evidence that the author of that prophecy was speaking about a day 21 or more centuries in the future. And frankly, I don't think you'll find a verse that says that these things will happen to a generation living 21 centuries in the future. The Bible is not a futurist. The Bible is a preterist document. And the fact that Jesus became the Messiah in the past is good news because it means he is reigning as Messiah in the present. And that means that we can take his commandments seriously, put them into effect, and that he will reward us and bless us. And the Bible says that when God blesses us for obeying his commandments, he brings about a condition that the Bible describes as salvation, which doesn't just mean going to heaven when you die. It means peace and wholeness and security and victory and things that Micah describes as the vine and fig tree society. So study those verses and see if you don't agree that the Bible is not a futurist document that postpones all of those messianic prophecies until sometime in the future, but it's a preterist document which says that world transformation has already began. It began in the past when Jesus was proclaimed Lord and Christ after that first Easter.